95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
What is happening, man?
What's happening with you?
How the hell are you?
I am great.
Yeah, that's good to hear. No coffee. What is it you drink every day? You bring in the same little thing, but I don't know what's in there. Vodka?
It looks like water. Let's just leave it at that.
You do get happier as the day goes on.
I do. That is true. On today's show, give me five.
Yes, story songs. Songs that tell a story from top to bottom. The happy good news is, and Bean will be disappointed, we won't be doing the wreck of the...
No, we will not.
Or will we?
Nope, we will not. Because
no Gordon Lightfoot.
Maybe my least favorite song
is
of all
really?
Time. It's possible.
Wow, that's saying something.
It's very possible. We're going to tell you about your chance to drive the Nutmobile.
Excuse me?
That's coming up.
I've been there.
Your favorite TV show ever. You have to pick one.
Yeah, I heard you. I saw this, and I was like thinking, I can't.
I know. That's difficult.
I think some people can.
I can now.
You can.
As of last night.
Wow.
Yes.
You think it'll stick?
I think so, because it was in my top three anyway.
Wow. Is there someone named Marin in it by any chance? Or?
No, there's not.
Oh, my God.
People are dumb.
Yep.
Guy married conjoined twins.
That sounds like fun, question mark?
That's a good question. And the KLOS name game.
Yeah, that's up to $9,900. Sometime between now and 4, we'll give you a chance to play.
That's pretty strong. Plus, we've got Kings tickets for you, too,
that's
on
right.
the way on 95.5 KLOS.
And it's a 2 for Tuesday, so here's a couple from Faith No More.
Conjoined twin Abby Hansel's husband faces paternity suit by another woman. Did you hear any of that story?
No, I mean, I did, but like I was stopping at the first conjoined twin thing. So one more time.
Conjoined twin, Abby Hansel's husband.
Okay.
So there's conjoined twins, and they secretly got married in 2021.
Well, the other one didn't know? Who secretly?
No, the other one knows. They just kept
tell
it from
anybody
the press
else.
And everybody
gotcha,
else.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
They were apparently on Oprah. And then they had their own show on TLC.
Sure, I remember it well.
So they had two separate heads.
Uh-huh.
One of them controls the left arm and left leg. The other one controls the right arm and right leg.
Right.
And they're the same from the waist down.
Right. Okay. All right.
So I don't know exactly how that works.
Yeah.
If one of them is married, are they both married?
I mean, technically, once they consummate, yes.
Right?
I mean, what was the one say that did get married? Hey, look the other way tonight. Would you?
Right. I can't imagine how that works.
Hey, if I get a little tired when I'm down there, would you maybe take over for a while? Is a thing I would wonder if happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He just goes forever, if you know what I mean. Get a little worn out.
This story was on April 1st, but I do believe that it's real. I do believe it's real because it's a New York Post learned that Joshua Bowling is the guy's name. He's in serious trouble after his ex-wife filed a paternity case against him.
Oh, wow.
Supposedly after he married the conjoined twins.
Now, how many heads does she have, his ex-wife?
She just has one.
Oh, that's weird.
But my question is he cheating once or twice?
That's a good question.
How does that math
I like that.
Work?
I love that.
Because maybe he's in a lot of trouble,
yeah.
And maybe he's just in a little trouble.
I'm thinking he definitely cheated twice. She should definitely take it to the judge and say, look, you know, they both knew. All three of them knew what was going on here, and I'm out in the cold. Judge, your honor, your dishonor. Give me more money. Yo.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
It's a crazy story to begin with.
Right.
Just that they could get married.
Right.
But then now he's getting a paternity test from his ex-wife. And he's got two people.
I've got an incredibly foul question, but I'm going to have to ask you off the air. I can't ask you. So everybody imagine what my incredibly foul question is. No, there's no way. I've been thinking about it since we've been talking. There's no way.
Uh-huh.
To bring it up on the radio.
Is it about them having a baby?
No.
Oh.
About the process.
Okay.
Like if there's ever... I can't. Let's talk about it off the air.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Man is facing more than a dozen charges after he's accused of randomly firing several shots in the street up into the air.
Pow! Pow! You know, those bullets don't come down. Once you shoot
them
in the air, yeah, they evaporate.
That's science.
Mm-hmm.
This is downtown Nashville. According to the arrest report, officers responded to shots fired call shortly before 6 a.m.
That's just what you need. You know, you're getting those last little bits of REM sleep.
Yep.
And here's this dickweed.
When they showed up, police located 26-year-old Juan Jose Vasquez and another individual sitting on the corner of the intersection. And they said, hey,
why?
You guys shooting a gun in the air? And they said, no.
No.
Then there was a delivery driver that was near, and he spoke to the officers and said, yeah, they were waving the firearm.
Yeah, that was them.
That was them. Yeah. The guys on the corner.
They're dickweeds.
The arrest report states that the officers found the firearm in the parking lot next to the intersection.
So they just threw it into the parking lot. There it goes.
What, 30 yards, maybe?
I'm sure they didn't have any fingerprints on it, that's for sure.
So officers asked about the gun, and Miller said he had a gun.
I did.
I do have one.
That's right.
That's not it, though.
Oh, that's not it.
That's not my gun.
No, I'm sure that's not mine. I swear I don't have a gun.
He later admitted to officers that he was just divorced.
Right.
He was excited about being divorced. And fired 8 rounds as a celebration for regaining his freedom.
Which I guess
he
was
says as he's being taken
away.
To jail. What the hell? During the arrest, 2 more victims approached officers and told them that they were next to Miller when he fired the shots. Miller's friend said to the cops, hey, by the way, he's got some, see the backpack? He's got some bomb-making material in there.
He was really going to do some celebrating.
And you might want to check that. Everybody's telling on this dude.
Because he seems like a really fun fella.
He really does. So that's, don't.
Next time, when you get divorced, maybe blow something up first and then shoot the gun. No, don't do any of that.
Don't shoot the gun, especially in the middle of downtown.
Right. It's Juana's Addiction. That was my favorite song of 1990. I was obsessed with that song. It was a very interesting time for music, and that just was kind of what it all sounded like right there. It's a party.
Agreed.
Man. Having a good time.
It's KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I started rewatching a show last night and realized that it is my all-time favorite show.
Wow, you can say that unequivocally. That is your favorite show. What is it?
This is the, I think, 4th time I've watched the whole series.
Right. I've got a few of those. There's a few that I've watched many, 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 many times.
It's Sherlock from the BBC.
Oh, Sherlock Holmes?
Yes.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, no way. I love that show.
And Martin Freeman?
Yeah. So good. And wait, when Moriarty shows up, he's one of the greatest psychos ever.
Yeah, agreed.
He is so brilliant.
That show is so head and shoulders above most shows.
By far, yeah. It's brilliant. I mean, it's every one of them is just like a little movie, like an hour and a half, 90-minute movie.
Yep, it's so well done. Yeah. So we're going to ask for your favorite TV show ever. You got to pick one. I don't know why, but you have to pick one. So that other people might get an idea of something maybe they haven't watched yet, and it would be great to watch.
We should get a hold of Brother Mike, see what his favorite, if he could nail it down and see what his absolute
favorite
one
TV
favorite.
Show ever.
I don't know that I can come down with just one, man. I really don't.
But you have to for this. Because, look, I like The West Wing. Mm-hmm. I like Veep.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of different shows, but if I had to just pick one.
Arrested Development is way up there for me.
Pretty great.
Because I've watched it so many times as well, and that is my family. I mean, it's basically just like reliving my life.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, so that's a good one.
I just think it's not as complete as this show.
No. Yeah, Sherlock Holmes is incredible. Just amazing, amazing series. Every single one of them was amazing.
It's on Disney Plus now, and I think it's on Hulu. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's worth finding, no matter what. Whatever you got to do to find that,
because it's a weird season though, because the seasons have 3 episodes.
Yep.
Except for each episode is an hour and a half, so it's sort of like a movie.
Yeah.
3 movies.
Yeah.
And so worth it.
So worth it.
Yeah.
Just so well done. Everything about it is quality. It's just brilliant.
So that's mine. What's yours? Your favorite TV show ever? 818-955 KLOS.
And while you're dialing, I'm going to give you a twofer from Achduch.
We are taking calls on is your favorite TV show ever.
I gotta say Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul is great.
Now, did you like it? So you liked it better than Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I did. I saw it first, and the cinematography is incredible. And the way they bounce the story, you see this crazy stuff going on, and then you see the same guy sitting at a desk all calm. Like, how could this possibly happen? You have to wait and find out.
Yep, yep. Brilliant series. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I'm going to say Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, so great.
Charlie Hunnam.
that show is so great.
I have Sons a few friends who agree with you on that. Yeah, 100%.
That's in my top 10 easily.
Really, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right on. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi there. Your favorite TV show ever?
Ever? It used to be The Devil's Ride, and then it became Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, wow.
Two in a row. There you go. Two in a row for Sons of Anarchy.
Nice.
Well done.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
We love that one.
Definite favorite kind of show there, obviously.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, man. I just finished it. Chernobyl. Terrifying.
Chernobyl is the documentary about the...
No. More of a bio series with actors and everything.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Scripting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You guys need to check it out because... It's crazy how negligent they were, and it's just scary, you know?
Yeah, I'm fascinated with Chernobyl and everything that's gone on there since, particularly. So
I've seen the first episode of that, and it's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right on.
It's really
awesome.
Well,
thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Your favorite TV show ever?
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to date myself, but MASH.
Yeah, no, great series.
And it's tough to...
I was a kid back then, and my parents made us watch every episode, and I will never forget.
Oh yeah,
that whole series,
amazing stuff. The only thing that I ever had a problem with it was near the end, everyone had 80s hairstyles, but other than that. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite TV show ever? Kirk tweets Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, for his all-time favorite TV show?
Yep.
Wow, I think I might be able to agree with him on that.
I thought you might.
I've not only seen every episode, I own most of them on DVD.
That might be your favorite?
Yeah, I guess if I could never watch another TV show ever again, I would probably go with MST3K, because you get all those movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Crap,
that
is true. All the sarcasm, and right on, Kirk.
So we're asking, what is your favorite TV show?
Heck yeah. So I'm going to have to go with Supernatural. It was great.
Supernatural, really?
Yeah. Yes, with,
that was on the CW.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, Jensen Ackles, Jared Padalecki. It was really good.
I'm not meaning to argue with you, but I watched Arrow, and it came on after Arrow every single time, and all of their promos made me not want to watch it.
Oh, really?
Like, I was like, no.
It is amazing what promos and, like, you know, trailers for movies can really derail you.
Because yes.
I've seen trailers for movies like in the 70s or whatever. I'm like, I wouldn't have watched that.
So I never tried it, and you love it. It's your favorite show.
The thing with Supernatural is it's pretty complicated. It has a sense of corniness sprinkled in there.
So maybe along the lines of a Fringe, which made fun of itself to some degree as well.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And it gives you a sense of more of appreciation towards it if you can adapt to that.
Well, I mean, like Cabin in the Woods is one of my all-time favorites, and it's just movies, and it's just making fun
gnarly,
of it.
Gnarly, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe what I was watching in theaters.
Classic.
That blew my mind.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey. Your favorite TV show ever?
6 Feet Under.
6 Feet Under?
6 Feet Under was great. I forgot about that one.
Nice. That was HBO, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right on. Awesome. Thank you very much.
KLOS, hello.
Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Now, let me ask you, do you like Modern Family? Because he made such a wonderful transition from that as the father into his new role in Modern Family. I can't think of his name now. But, you know, Al, yeah.
So nothing compares to Married with Children.
Right on.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, your favorite TV show ever?
24.
24 was great.
Yeah.
Absolutely the best.
That must have been a nightmare, too, to put together to keep it like, so, okay, this is happening and this is happening all at the same time. And
exactly, because that is one of the things we would do when it would go to commercials, say, it was 2:57. We would try to guess, like, when it came back, what time it would be, because it did that also. Yeah, it was pretty
interesting. Brilliant continuity. Awesome. Perfect. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I was thinking with my favorite teacher.
Yes, please. Yes. What is it?
The X-Files.
Oh, yeah. The X-Files.
I want to believe that it's my favorite, but...
I would put that in my top 10.
Yeah? Wow.
Yeah.
So your top 10 is getting pretty crowded.
I know.
Sherlock Holmes in there.
I know.
Sons of Anarchy, and now you got X-Files.
I loved X-Files. Loved it. And lived for it.
And SpongeBob SquarePants.
There's just so much good stuff to that show. The standalone episodes, the mythology, all the alien conspiracy
stuff. Oh, yeah. No, it's great.
Yeah, it's
phenomenal.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Smoking Man.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Boardwalk Empire.
Never got into that, but I've heard a lot of people who love that.
Yeah, great show.
It's about gang life, right?
Yeah. I got you. 1920s, Prohibition, stuff like that.
Ugh, Prohibition. What were they thinking? I haven't lived back then. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite TV show ever. Talking about your favorite TV show ever.
The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Are you serious? The old, like, 1950s one?
Powell Silver.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Oh, right. Okay. Black and white and original TV series from a million years ago. Salute, sir.
Thank you.
Powell Silver.
Right, we heard you. We got it.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, recognize this. Let me tell you something. Fire Marshal Bill in Living Color.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, that was insane. That was an insane show when it was.
Was that Fire Marshal Bill your impression?
Let me tell you something.
Okay, that's getting better.
KLOS, hello.
Rockford Files.
Rockford Files.
Right, that had one of the best openings to a show ever.
Theme song.
Little,
the best theme song.
Yep, best theme song, best answering machine thing that changed every show. Great series. Rockford Files for the win.
Thank you.
Do it. Hand them over. Hand over the five now and everybody gets hurt. Nobody gets hurt.
Can't remember how that goes.
I don't remember.
We are talking about story songs today.
Yeah, the first one that leaps to mind is Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Hate it.
Tell the story from start to finish.
Hate it.
And it's Kevin's favorite song ever.
Hate it. Couldn't hate it more. It's just a dirge. It's just a death dirge.
Do you think
dirge.
You would hate it so much if Bean didn't worship the song?
I wouldn't care about it.
You wouldn't.
My former
register.
Partner didn't love it.
He actually lives for it.
Yeah.
But that's what we're looking for. Songs that actually tell a story. 818-955-KLOS. Let's begin with the Kinks and Lola. A very interesting story. The Kinks way ahead of their time on the story narrative on that one. Very modern.
Talking about story songs, Mariah says Copacabana by Barry Manilow. And I'm going to say no to that. And Brian wants to hear Detachable Penis.
Ah,
this is a wonderful song.
This is, and a wonderful story.
Yes,
a tale of manhood lost. Removable apparatus. It is a story song. Songs that tell a story. And this is one of my favorites, actually. Lynyrd Skynyrd's Give Me Three Steps. It's not about, like, AAA. It's about... Oh, never mind. You'll hear.
It is Give Me Five, KLOS. Hello.
Hey, Kevin Slugger. What's happening?
What's going on, man?
I want to tell you a story about a woman I know. When it comes to loving, she steals the show. I submit for your approval, AC/DC. Whole lot of roads.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I want to make a request.
Yep. Okay.
Can you guys play Pinball Wizard by The Who?
Hey, yeah, that is a story.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a gooder. Who's this?
My name's Jen.
Not Devil Went Down to Georgia, but Uneasy Rider. And we ran out of time. It's like 5.5 minutes long.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But that was a good request. How dare you, sir?
We have tickets, 4 tickets, for you to see the LA Kings take on the Seattle Kraken tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. Or if you're caller 25, we'll do some hockey slang.
Now, I know you're a huge Kings fan, Kings fan. I love we give away these tickets all the time.
Same.
When you got a team named the Kraken, I start to get on board. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what
it's
you're saying.
It's a good name, man.
Yeah, all right.
All right, be caller 25 right now and be ready to play some hockey slang. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Seattle Kraken tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. And we're doing some hockey slang. KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, hello. That's a weird name.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey. Yeah, hello.
Clint Jones here.
Clint Jones.
Reading it out right.
All right, you ready for some hockey slang?
Yeah, let's do it.
What does it mean when they put sauce on a pass?
Sauce on a pass in hockey slang means what?
Sauce
on a pass. Yep.
Three.
Spin on it.
One.
It is not spin. No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Who's hello? Hello. Echo chamber.
Who
echo
is this?
Sorry, because I saw the radio station.
No one is giving their name today. Why is that?
What is your name?
My name is Andy Rayan.
Hey, Andy.
Andy, we're doing hockey slang. What does it mean when they put sauce on a pass?
Oh, gosh, man.
Sauce on a pass.
Maybe the echo would help you think. Put the echo back on.
I think the echo will help.
3, 2. Sorry, buddy. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Krista.
Krista, what does it mean in hockey when they put sauce on a pass?
When they put sauce on a pass, that it's like a little bit above the ice, and it's like it can go over the defender's sticks. It's like a nice, clean pass.
It's a pass that leaves the ice to make it more difficult for opposing players to intercept.
We love you!
Well done!
You rule!
You got it. You got 4 tickets to the LA Kings versus Seattle Kraken tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Well done.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Planters is looking to hire a crew to travel around the country in the Nutmobile.
Yes!
The dude, Nutmobile.
We've been looking for a new job, a career change. I'm in. Let's do this.
I knew you would be in. Look at look at the Nutmobile. It's just giant.
I think we all know the
wheels.
Nutmobile.
They're searching for 3 people to join the team on a 1-year detail, chauffeuring Mr. Peanut around the country.
I'll chauffeur the hell out of that peanut.
Bringing nuts to events and festivals is in a one-of-a-kind Nutmobile.
All right, let's get out of here. Let's go right now. Where do we sign up?
I think I want to do this.
What?
Because day 2, you're in a Nutmobile.
Day 2.
You know what I mean? Like,
day 1 was awesome.
Right.
Woo! And then day 2. I'm
and
like,
then
oh.
Day 2, you're like, oh, I'm still in a Nutmobile.
And it's in for a year, you said, right?
Correct, yes.
Holy cow.
The company says it's looking for crew members, a.k.a. Peanutters.
Oh, my goodness.
Who are fun, creative, and carefree, and who are in search of life's next nutty adventure.
We're screwed.
I knew that it would lose you right there.
We're out.
From being the grand marshals of parades.
Oh, I love a parade. I love being in parades.
To making appearances at community events and grand openings, our Peanutters are fun-loving ambassadors of the iconic Planters brand.
You can, like, go out there and be like, hey, everybody, look at my nuts! Right? That's what you do.
You yell, look at my nuts?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's what you have to learn to do. Applicants need to be college graduates.
Oh, well,
I can't even say it.
Seriously out.
College
now.
Graduates.
Actually out. I actually have no chance
preferably
at this.
Preferably in a media-related field.
Aha! Aha!
There you go.
I'm back in.
With a desire to travel, an appetite for adventure, and proficiency in nut-related puns. I'm out. Time for what we learned. A guy married conjoined twins and may have cheated with his ex-wife if what she's saying is true.
And the story behind all of this is really funky. We kind of off the air dug in, and we encourage you to do the same.
Yeah, the conjoined twins have 2 heads.
Yep.
One of them controls the left side of the body, the other the right side of the body. From the waist down, they're one.
And yes, they do trade off.
And yes, she has sex with her husband.
So that was an interesting
thing. Try and picture that.
Yeah, that was.
You can get a job driving the Nutmobile around the country.
Woo!
If you're a college graduate and you love nut puns.
Well, I'm out.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
And I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Now, cash.
$9,900.
We need to win it right now.
Take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
There's so many $100 bills laying around the damn studio.
It's funny that you think people believe that there's cash laying around the studio.
They do. Because there is. Look at all of it. I'm wiping my butt with some of this.
$9,900. KLOS, who's this?
Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Bruce, you're caller 25. That means you get to play the KLOS name game.
All right.
It is for $9,900. And as you know, we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And a couple of the last guesses were Mickey Mouse. It's at $9,000, but no one thought of Mickey Mouse before now. And
absolutely.
Charlie Brown, but those were wrong. So for $9,900, what do you think it is?
I think it's Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse.
Miniature mouse, the lady, his lady
the
friend.
The lady mouse.
Hey, wait, is she public domain yet?
I don't think so, no.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Oh, there go my plans. Oh!
she's not the right answer.
Boo!
All right.
Thank you for trying, though, man. Thank you.
Take care. And next hour, it'll be worth
$10,000.
Could you repeat that?
Ten grand.
$10,000?
Yep.
Wow.
We're not doing this right now. We'll tell you when to call because the KLOS name game is up to 10 grand.
$10,000 now.
So that's going to happen before 5.
A little bit later. We'll tell you when to call later. How much money? How much?
$10,000.
Come on, man.
10 grand.
The name game.
Now is the time to play.
We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
$10,000.
Should we give it away now?
Let's do it.
Okay.
The name game, name game.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Jasper.
Jasper, you are caller 25.
That's awesome.
You know what that means, right?
Yeah, I get to guess.
You get to play the KLOS name game. It's up to $10,000, and we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Jasper, the last couple of guesses were Mickey and Minnie Mouse. Both of those were incorrect. So for $10,000, what do you think we're looking for?
I'm going to go with Speed Racer.
Speed Racer.
Speed Racer.
I can't do that. He used to sputter a lot, didn't he?
No, it was the one that drove the Mach 5.
Oh, right. I think it's... Damn it.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Damn.
Well, nice try, Jasper.
Thank you for trying,
though. So, sometime between now and 6...
$10,100.
Oh, dear. Heaven's on fire. I hope none of those angels get burned. That'd be terrible.
The name game.
$10,100.
Whoa.
818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 25.
They really shouldn't be leaving this to us.
The name game, name game.
Hello, KLOS Radio. Who's this?
Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Natalie, you're caller 25.
Oh, my God. Sweet.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. We're up to $10,100.
Can you believe it?
And as you know, we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
Natalie, the last couple guesses were Speed Racer and Minnie Mouse. Those were incorrect. So for $10,100, what do you think we're looking for?
Is it Gumby?
Gumby.
Gumby.
Gumby always freaked me out, man.
Why?
I don't know. Just there was something about him and his little horse that really tripped me out as a kid.
Sorry, Natalie. Thank you, though, Natalie.
Yeah. And tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
$10,200.
Bruce Springsteen's new band, Child, made their live debut at the Pandemonium Club in Jersey on this day in rock in 1969. The final editing process was finished and done and all wrapped up for the Beatles' Let It Be album on this day in rock in 1970. Fleetwood Mac's Rumours album hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1977. It has ended up selling over 45 million copies worldwide.